a story from the Bible. When I was just a little girl, about a broken-hearted woman who met the Savior of the world. Thought it was just another story, one that the preacher man would read. But as I'm sitting here at home, drinking red wine all alone, I think that woman might be me. Cause tonight I feel just like the woman.
Like a drink of water, if you can spare it.
Amazing what a parched throat will do. Aren't I unclean to you? Won't you be defiled by this vessel?
Maybe some of my people say that about your women, but I don't.
Yeah? And what do you say?
I say if you knew who I am, you'd be asking me for a drink.
Really?
And I would give you living water.
Staring at that empty bottle, I swear I caught a glimpse of him. He met me right there at the bottom and turned that wine to living water and taught me how to love again. Yeah, tonight I feel just like the woman.
I've made mistakes. Too many. Where am I supposed to go when I need God?
God is spirit. And the time is coming and is now here. That it won't matter where you worship, but only that you do it in spirit and truth. Heart and mind. That is the kind of worshiper he's looking for. It won't matter where you're from. Or what you've done.
It's no longer just a story when I read it, cause I've seen it for myself and I believe it.
I have not revealed myself to the public as the Messiah. You are the first. It would be good if you believed me.
Cause tonight I feel just like the woman at the well.
I'm going to tell everyone.
Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Corinth was an important city in ancient Greece. It was an ideal hub of commerce between Italy and Asia. Along with the flow of merchandise, Corinth received travelers from the east as well as travelers from the west, making it a culturally and ethnically diverse place. The only thing greater than Corinth's commercial success was its decadence, its depravity, its debauchery, its self-indulgence. Sexual immorality was rampant here in Corinth. The Greek plays of the day depicted Corinthians as drunks and reprobates. To be called a Corinthian was not a compliment in this day. Paul ministered there for 18 months on his second missionary journey. He made tents during the week and he preached on Saturdays, the Sabbath day. It was then and it remains today, the Sabbath day. And he preached to the Jews that were there. The Jews wanted nothing to do with him. So he preached to the Gentiles and he established a church there in Corinth. What happened next is typical. It's typical to any and every church who wants to blend in with the world, and that's what happened with Corinth. When the church stops influencing the world, and the world begins to influence the church, bad things happen, and God is displeased with his people. You see, instead of unity, there was fragmentation among the people at Corinth. Instead of deep comprehension, there was shallow understanding of God's word. Instead of godly wisdom, there was worldly wit. Instead of holiness, there is immorality, even among God's people. Instead of faithfulness, there is unfaithfulness to Christ, in marriage as well as within the church. Instead of discipline, there were excuses being rendered. Instead of serving one another, there were self-centered people. Instead of love, there was apathy. Instead of the order that God had ordained, there was chaos. Instead of victory, there was defeat among the people of God. And I want to share some of these things with you as we look at this book this morning, as we contemplate what Paul was writing to the Corinthians and how we can apply it to our life today so we can stand above and measure up to what God expects of us. When he says, they will know you are my followers when they see the love in your life for one another. They will know you are Christians by your love. So to begin with, let me share with you the background. The storylines are plentiful in this book of Corinthians. In the first four chapters, it talks about the divisions in the church. If only they could see the people here at Trinity Missionary Baptist Church and understand what unity is like and how it feels and what it should be displayed to the rest of the world. In chapter 5, it talks about incest, how they allowed a man who was sleeping with his mother-in-law or stepmother, and they did nothing about it. They allowed it to continue on. In chapter 6, it talks about the lawsuits that were being handled between church members, how that instead of taking care of it themselves, they were calling in attorneys and lawyers and such. Also in chapter 6, it talks about sexual immorality within the church. You know, for those who think, and this is popular in our world, this is my body. I can do whatever it is that I want with my body. Paul has an answer for that in chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, where he says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glory.